This out here, this leeches, you'll get pretty slick and tall, but you don't bury in it. You got a pack, but he will get a little slick.
You just sit up there and go hither and thither, huh?
Kind of old white looking mud, water.
What would you call the road that goes from here out to your pasture? A deer road.
Yeah, you can call them kind of cow trails, road more or less. Yeah, that looked like a pretty good supper, Mommy.
Hmm?
That looked like a pretty good supper. Did you cook him a
sandwich,
have you ate?
Yeah.
Honey, grab one out. I looked at that last man.
All right. Mm-hmm. Where, in Texas?
Here in Oklahoma. In a section right there, but...
Yeah.
Rex draws. These two, there's just a half a mile, every half a mile, and don't go clear through.
Well, you don't know that.
That one that runs by Rex Charles and Liberty Church?
I know. All of these call them old country roads.
Well, no, you know, when you come north, go south over Rex Charles, you don't go clear through on that mile. There's 3.5 miles.
What do you call a ditch beside a road?
Yeah.
Bar ditch?
That's where they take the dirt out and put in the fills.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you were going to walk, to town, where would you walk?
You mean what part of the road?
Yeah.
Mom, are you back
there? Well, you should stay clear off of Blacktop for safety. Really? Blacktop is a little easier walking.
Why don't you go ahead and eat?
Well, it don't bother you?
No, it don't bother me.
How about that coffee getting warmed up?
No, it's fine. Just fine.
Hey, okay, Mom, eat this little bite.
I just got mine cooled off enough to drink.
Talking about roads down here, I guess. See our roads ended down here. He lived down here. South Fargo, Burke Larson. And his wife been teaching school up here at Fargo for the last 7-8 years. She's a good English teacher. She's one of the better ones. So she resigned this kind of year, and I guess with Jerry get in for governor, she got a private secretary job promise.
Oh.
And he got a highway commission job promise. Mm-hmm. So we might see some roads out in here, maybe.
Yeah.
If it doesn't get in. But she is a heck of an English teacher. She's tops.
It's too bad to lose her.
Uh-huh. It sure is. But she's getting up there now. Oh, I imagine about 50 better. And her nerves get pretty well shot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, a woman teacher like that teach so many years, you're not the nerves kind of get good wreck. She's pretty hot tempered. Been a good teacher back here. The governor race don't get pretty bad yet.
Yeah, there was an editorial on television tonight about Oklahoma City, or the Daily Oklahoman, not taking Atkinson's advertising. I don't think that's right. I think that they should let him print it. They can't deny it.
No, I don't think they should.
That's not fair to the voters.
Hmm. Oh, I think Gary's getting in all right.
Yeah.
No trouble.
Republicans certainly won't bother him any.
Hmm. I don't know. He probably goes in yet. Man, never know.
Well, I liked our local boy, Preston Moore.
Yeah?
I think probably because he was a local boy as much as anything else. But
I think this Atkinson and Gary is about two of a kind.
Yeah.
I don't think much of a toss-up there.
I guess I just don't understand politics.
That's right for me. When I go to vote, I just vote for whoever I think maybe turn out to be the best man.
Yeah. Make my ex and hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were so many men on the ballot this time and so many offices. I didn't know half of them. I didn't even know the offices, let alone the men.
Well, not a mess.
But I voted.
He just started marking eggs up.
Yep. I'm not sure really how I voted in all cases. I couldn't tell anybody. I don't know.